The N2A5, one of the busiest and most dangerous roads on the island, going through counties Monaghan, Tyrone, Derry and Donegal, is going to be upgraded. Work is planned now for next year, almost 20 years after it was first proposed, after an announcement by the Stormont Executive on the 54-kilometre stretch between Strabane and Ballygawley to make it into a dual carriageway. The project has been supported by the government here with €600 million. In those 20 years, over 50 people have died on the road, including Nathan Corrigan, who was killed in a collision near to his home in Garvahy 4 days before what would have been his 21st birthday. His mother, Kate, is with us now. Kate Corrigan, good morning and thank you very much for taking our call today.
Good morning.
Your reaction to this news yesterday?
We are delighted. However, it's bittersweet for us as a family. We have, I suppose, campaigns from Nathan Gage to have the upgrade come into fruition. So, yes, very welcome news. But as I say, bittersweet all the same too.
You live very close to this road. Can you describe just how busy it is?
Oh, it's just very, very busy and huge, diverse nature of traffic on it all day, every day into the all hours of night. There's heavy goods vehicles, there's haulage, there's engineering, there's rural machinery travelling along it, along with local access, people travelling to and from their daily jobs, going to visit their family, going to schools, school buses, emergency vehicles. Every type of vehicle that you could imagine travels along the A5, and there's never, ever a quiet period on the road. We live about 100 yards from the junction up where Nathan died, up at the entrance of Canavans. And you can just hear the traffic on the road all the time. So there's never, it's never quiet.
Promises to improve this road have been made several times over the years. Now, some improvements have been made south of the border, for example, in County Monaghan. Do you believe it's going to happen this time?
Oh, yeah, I do. I have to believe that. I have to have the hope that the work that we've put in has paid off. And thankfully, yesterday, Minister O'Dowd and the executive announced that they would be pushing forward with the upgrade. It hasn't happened before due to financial pressures and challenges and the legal challenges from those opposing the upgrade. But I think now the Department for Infrastructure are in a stronger position to bring it ahead. And I think everybody will not allow it not to happen. There was so much positivity around the time of the public inquiry, and everybody across all sectors are for it. So, yeah, I do believe it will happen.
When you look at the improvement that was made on the other big road through County Tyrone, the A4, and the difference it's made in terms of safety there.
Yeah, there's. It's been well documented, the 97% reduction in fatal road traffic accidents along the A4, and that's what we want for the A5. And it's been well proven that dual carriageway status is much, much safer. So, why not bring it ahead now? And it's all about road safety. Yes, I know it will increase the economy and the connectivity between the north and the south. But for families who have lost loved ones, all we want is for it to be safer. We don't want any other family member or anybody else close to us, or anyone for that matter, to go out and be involved in a road traffic collision, because it just has devastating long-term impact. And that's been my driving force for being behind the campaign for it to be upgraded, is that you just don't want it happening to us again or to any other family.
Kate Corrigan, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.